remember the pact that we made. Too young to die, but old is the grave. 18 Spalding. Spalding. Golden.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Conflicted Cowboy podcast number one. This is my own personal eclectic exploration of the light and dark and ultimately the sheer ludicrousness of life. So without further ado, I hope you enjoy the show. Well, that was East India Youth with Dripping Down. It's the kind of song that makes you feel alive and just glad to be sat there in the sunshine and thinking about the aspects of life that make us all that little bit happier. Because ultimately, that's what we're all after in one way or another. We're looking for happiness in whatever form that takes. The problem is, of course, that most of us don't quite know what it looks like, so we keep on looking and looking and looking, and eventually we find something that looks like it kind of might fit. But it's all that square pegs into round holes. So what do? We try and push on through to the other side and just make best use of what we have, but somehow we're looking over our shoulder all the time, looking at the rear view mirror. Is a happiness behind us? Have we missed it? Those missed opportunities that life gives us. And do you know what? You can't take them all. So what do? We just have to make the best use of our time. Next up is a talented artist called Courtney Bartlett. And this is a song called History Eraser.
I got drunk and fell asleep atop the sheets, but luckily I left the heater on. And in my dreams I wrote the best song that I've ever written. Can't remember how it goes. I stayed drunk and fell awake. I was cycling on a plane and far away I heard you say you liked me. We drifted to a party cool. The people went to arty school. They made their paints by mixing acid.
Guarantee we'll have more fun if we drink until the moon becomes the sun. Ooh, what a beautiful, beautiful lyric that is. I don't know how many of you guys and girls out there are evening people, and how many of you evening people become morning people at the drop of a hat, because sometimes we find ourselves in these situations We're in a place of an evening, and we're just having a good time. And you don't want the time to end, and you'll do whatever it takes to keep that good time going. So we drink, and we smoke, and we do whatever else we need to do to let the good times roll on and on and on and on and on. But that's what it's all about. We have to have fun, because ultimately we all work hard. We all feel the need to have some sort of reward for our efforts, whether it's efforts in the workplace, whether it's efforts in our personal life, our families, or whoever. We want to be rewarded because we're salient human beings and we deserve to be rewarded. We deserve to have the good times that we crave. But we don't always get what we want, do we? Next up, we have French Disco from Stereo Lab. You know what? That's one of those rare songs where you get everything the song's about. Everything. It just drives its way through your body. It makes you feel everything that the song is trying to say, and yet at the same point, I don't understand a goddamn word. But that's okay, because it's not always about understanding the words, is it? It's sometimes it's about understanding something just a little bit deeper than that. So this is probably a good time to talk a little bit more about what the Conflicted Cowboy podcast is about, or at least is what it's about as far as I can determine today on this sunny afternoon. I think life is, I don't know, it's one of those topics of conversation that means something different to everybody. So the only thing that I'm able to do, ladies and gentlemen, is convey through my own choice of music what life means to me in different ways. And sometimes the artist says it so much better than I can. But I'm constantly bemused and interested and fascinated by what humankind has to offer. We have so many different ways of expressing ourselves, so many different ways of telling each other what we mean and what we feel and what we think, and yet at the same point, most of us lie. We lie so much to each other and we lie so much to ourselves, and that's half the fun and half the battle. I don't know if you've ever been untruthful to somebody. Maybe you have. Maybe you told a lie at school. Maybe somebody said, "Do you like me, or do you like this thing that I've created?" And you said yes. Why did you say yes? You said yes because you didn't want to hurt their feelings. And that's what we do. We don't want to hurt each other's feelings, so we stop being honest with ourselves. But what happens when we stop being honest with ourselves? We get conflicted. And being conflicted is not so good. In fact, being conflicted is actually quite a bad thing, but I kind of get that feeling a lot. So I don't know what the answer is. If anybody has any ideas of how to fight confliction, then please write them on a postcard in 28 words or less and tell me exactly what the solution is. The fact of the matter is that maybe you've got the answer and I don't. And do you know what? Maybe that's good. Maybe it's good not to have all the answers. Next up, we've got Gone Daddy Gone. Actually, we might have Chris Isaak. No! the devil indeed. In fact, I think that's kind of what we're trying to do. The devil speaks to me on a daily basis. He says, complicated, conflicted, cowboy you. I want you to do bad, bad things. I want you to go in the fridge and eat the foods that you shouldn't be eating. I want you to go on the internet and watch the things that you shouldn't be watching. And most of all, I want you to go on the streets and think the things that you shouldn't be thinking, because that's how the devil talks to you. He makes you think about things you want and things that you don't need. But the thing is, the things that you don't need and the things that you want, the things that circumnavigate your brain, are the things that keep you alive. Because otherwise, we just start to get bored. We get bored of ourselves, we get bored of our surroundings, and I don't want to be bored. I want to be conflicted. I want to be thinking about all of the naughty, naughty things that shouldn't be. But that's okay. So that was Chris Isaak, who is a Speak of the Devil, and I've been a fan of Chris Isaak for many, many years. He's a man who really evokes the kind of dark and light of thinking into so much of his music. I mean, this is a man that had a video for his song, I can't remember, the Wicked Game, that was it. I almost forgot. That was almost very, very embarrassing. And the director said, we're going to get a supermodel. We're going to get a supermodel to writhe around on the beach with the leading man in the video. And I guess Chris said, who's that leading man going to be? And they said, oh, it's going to be this so-and-so actor. And Chris Isaak said, no way. This is my goddamn song, and if anyone's going to be writhing around with a supermodel, it's going to be me. Chris, we salute you. So, I kind of gave you some misinformation last time about the next song that was coming, which was Gone Daddy Gone. And I can only hope to make amends by introducing it correctly this time around. So, without further ado, enjoy.
She is now, I can only guess, 'cause it's gone.
gone away, gone away, gone away. Violent Femmes, Gone Daddy Gone. Do you know, I think that song's could be almost as old as me, and I didn't even hear it until maybe a couple of years ago, and it's just one of those songs that just sticks with you. It is for me anyway. So look, here it is, the deal. I'm starting to wake up a little bit. I think I've been a little bit slumbersome up until this point. I guess a previous night's revelry will do that to a man. It'll confound and confuddle his brain with a cloudiness that can only be described as one thing, which is, post-hangover, perhaps, maybe. But that's okay. Most of the listeners, I'm sure, will appreciate what a hangover feels like. And I'm sure most listeners will have at some point experienced the joy of going into work and pushing on through. Because otherwise, you know, we never get to have excess. And excess is really what we all want. Maybe not. You know, maybe I'm just talking more about myself. In fact, I think there are a lot of people out there who are afraid of excess. In fact, I know for a fact that they are. There are people who want to dabble. There are people that want to have a bit of a good time. But there's a vast, vast, vast chasm between the people that like to just go out for a few drinks and the people that like to go out and have a debauched weekend of absolute, utter revelry. Which one are you? It's not a question I can answer. It's only a question that you can answer personally, and I'm not going to pass judgment on that, because as we said before, all of us are different. There's dark and light and all the stuff in between. But personally, I think that maybe more of us should take a chance on the weekend. Maybe more of us should take a chance in the week. Maybe more of us should experience the thrill of coming back at 7 a.m. on a Tuesday morning and jumping in the shower, ready for an 8 o'clock start in the office. Because if you can do that, then you can do absolutely anything. And in my opinion, that's a highly, highly important skill to have. In fact, I'd say that it's the kind of skill that most employers should be looking for. But the trouble is, we can't do that, can we? We can't put it on our CV. We might write that we are organized. We might say that we are proficient and we are professional. We can say that we have achieved and accomplished numbers and targets and KPIs and all of the requirements that the job in hand has to have. But when it comes to the job interview, we can't just say, do you know what, I can do 10 shots and still get up for work the next day and function properly. Because if you can do that, then you can handle any situation. And I think that there are a lot of people who will trade off their CV, but when push comes to shove, can they handle the big stuff? Can they handle the really important clients, the clients that basically say, I'll do a deal with you, but you're going to come out with me and dance with the devil a little bit because I want to see what you're made of. And if you go out and embarrass yourself, well, that's just not going to happen, is it? I'm sorry, I was looking for a far better explanation than that, but somehow it escaped me. Never mind. We'll push through to the next logical step, which is Lamb Chop with Soaky in the Pooper. Thank you.
the super. As I grip the towel rack for strength, oh, studied all these cracks before. I stuffed the towel beneath the door, crawling up all upon the floor, and wait for it to pass. Hear the faucet dripping.
Soaky in the pooper. That is a song about topping oneself in the toilet, and I struggle to think of a more beautiful song ever written about taking your own life in the toilet. I think that in that way it is an absolute triumph in many, many, many levels. But that's the funny thing, death. There are so many songs about death, and most of them are really, really, really miserable, which I get. You know, I guess people like to get sad about stuff, but I kind of enjoy those moments where you get a bit of happiness about death. I don't mean just happiness because maybe your Uncle Bob was a bit of an asshole and you couldn't give a shit if he died or not, but there are, you know, certain beautiful aspects about just slipping off, preferably to a nice piece of music. I don't know. Is this the right way to talk about things? Are we allowed to say that there's beauty in death? I think some people understand and some people don't. If you're listening and you're thinking, what is he going on about? And I didn't really tune in to listen to some sort of a morose diatribe on death and all that icky stuff, then that's fine. Go listen to Radio 1, where they will probably never, ever talk to you about this stuff. But I guess I'm not Radio 1. I don't think I'm Radio 1 material, and quite frankly, I don't have an assistant either. which I'm looking to rectify. I wouldn't mind a little assistance, somebody to take care of the actual technological stuff, because do you know what? When you're doing this, you're kind of looking up and down at the computer and the bits and the equipment and what have you, and it's tough. It's multitasking. That's the kind of thing that, you know, professionals do. I never said I was a professional. I certainly never wanted to be a multitasker, but I guess needs must. So if you'll bear with me, I'll do the best that I can. So look, I'd like to move things up a few notches, as it were, because, as I said, this is an eclectic look at light and dark, and you know, as a fan of many genres, it's important to get a little bit of electronica going, because do you know what, that's what kind of moves me. It's what gets us on the dance floor. It's what makes us close our eyes and spin around in cartwheels and pirouettes, and for a moment we imagine that we're ascending into the bowels of heaven. The bowels of heaven. I think that's right. I'm sure even in heaven there's a hierarchy, and you don't get to the top first of all. It's like a, heavenly ice cream. You have to kind of get into the bowels, get into the cone of the ice cream, and you know, there's probably some additional challenges. I kind of like to imagine that when you get to heaven, there's a contestant-based format whereby, you know, God is up there, and, you know, maybe some archangels and some cherubim and seraphim and all the other usual angelic suspects. And there's a kind of heavenly Krypton factor type contest, and you have to undergo various challenges of mental and physical dexterity and prowess in order to prove yourself worthy of the next level, because I'm sure it's just not as easy just going through the gates and saying, hey, it's all yours, because some of us have been good and some of us have been less good. So I'm sure that, you know, when you get to the pearly gates, you you instantly get affixed, you know, a badge, an accomplishment scale, which said that you did some good stuff in your life. So you're going to get towards the creamy top a little bit sooner than the others and the rest of us that spent too much of our time going out and enjoying ourselves until silly o'clock, and maybe not doing and treating everybody as well as we might. They say, no, you're in the cone bit, and you're not even in the upper cone, you're in a lower cone. You're in the cone at the bottom, the bit which is empty, that hasn't even got any of the ice cream drips yet. And yeah, this is still heaven, but you're not going to get it that easy. No, it's going to be hard. But that's okay, because I guess you're going to have something to do when you get to heaven, because, hey, you know, what's left after that? Do you reckon there's, like, another level above heaven? Nobody ever talks about that. Heaven's always the ultimate goal. But I think maybe there's a better heaven. Maybe, you know, maybe we just keep going through levels of life, like some kind of a death-based sort of a Mario Kart platform-based game. We just keep moving up and up the levels and defeating the baddie after the baddie until eventually, I don't know, maybe it never ends. Maybe this is the start of a really, really long journey. And I'm sure most of you listening to me talk about this right now are going, you know what? I think it really is, and it starts right here. Will somebody shut him up? So let's go and change the mood a little bit. Here is Acid Eiffel. Thank you. earth do you top that? That there was Laurent Garnier with Acid Eiffel, and that is a man who has genius literally seeping out of every single orifice. I mean, that's a man that goes to the toilet after a heavy meal and just produces creative substance, shall we call it, right into the bowels of the toilet itself. I'm literally speechless. I hate describing music. You know what? That's one thing I always find with like music critics. They describe sounds, and I can't do it. I wish I could, but I can't. So all I can do is tell you how a piece of music makes me feel. And that's the kind of piece of music that makes you leap around the studio, leap around the living room, leap around the garden, leap around some dark, sweaty discotheque somewhere in the backwater cafe in Europe. I don't know where. Wherever you hear that, it just makes you go, I want to put down my drink. I'm going to put down whatever I'm doing and just dance. I'm going to dance and dance and dance until eventually I've got nothing left and all I can do is collapse into a big heap of my own post-ecstasy sweat. Nice. So look, we're coming towards the back end for the show, but there's still a few choice musical segments coming up. The next song is gonna take us more into the realm of romance, I think. The kind of romance that hits us from time to time. I'm talking really for the guys out there, and you'll understand why. It's not some kind of a sexist, misogynistic preference to describe romance or in a purely male viewpoint, but this is a song that's definitely written from a male viewpoint, or at least that's my belief. I'm guessing that you could always argue the case, but this is Dexys of previously Dexys Midnight Runners fame, and I think they spent about 25 years between the last album and this one, and some people were probably saying, that's far too long, what have you guys been doing since you've been out there, and who knows what they were doing, but you know what, they came back with something that was so, so good, so, so sublime, it just makes you think, wow, this is worth waiting for, and I hope that all of you ladies and gentlemen out there will appreciate the genius at work. Because she has indeed got a wiggle.
I'm the one I love her so, and now you know, and here I go. I love her face and her soft brown hair, and the poses she strikes when she stands in there. She is woman. I just want her. And in my mind she says, she got a voice that's soft I'm afraid to let her know that I'm the one I love her so. I love her, 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 she's mad about me, she's mad about me, but it's only a dream. Baby, gotta make this real. Do you know what I mean? To make her love me.
That is one of the most sublime pieces of music that has ever been written, in my humble opinion. There was Dex's with She's Got a Wiggle, and that's taken from the album One Day I'm About to Soar, or something similar. I forget sometimes, but it's a concept album that just moves you from start to finish through all the different stages and facets of life and all the complications that come within it and how fallible we all are. And I think Kevin from Dexys understands that probably better than most artists I've ever heard. So yeah, check it out if you haven't already heard it, because it'll blow your mind. So look, we're coming to the end of the hour, and probably overrunning slightly, but that's okay. So thank you for taking the time to listen to me talk and listen to me play the music that's important to me, and I hope that you've enjoyed some or all of it, and I hope that you'll tune in next time to see what else is in store. So last but not least, we've got one more song, and this is an important message for all of you out there. So take heed, because this could indeed save your life. And thank you and good night.
Man whose pants are too tight. Oh no, his pants are too tight.
My pants are too tight.
He stands there, an empty stare, trying to make enough money for his cab fare home. He'll have to walk home tonight.
Don't have enough for the ride.
The streets are cruel, he tries to act cool. He goes to work with only his one tool. You can put away your tool. No, 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 no. You can say no to being a man ho, a male gigolo. You don't have to be a prostitute. No, 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 no. You can say no to being a night looker boy who can rent boy bro ho.
Because he is way out.
I cannot see my way out.
Because he is way out.
Male prostitution seems to be my only option.
He can't see his way out.
I cannot see my way out.
He can't see his way out.
No, 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 no.
He's selling cheap thrills to pay expenses.
resume, you must have some other skills. Do you have any other skills? Like typing? They see him, wanting to please them, wanting to play them, but they don't even pay him. Oh no, no, they don't think he's worth it at all. Though they are no one, he tries to bring them home. Maybe it'd be okay if he lived alone. Ooh, you have a roommate, Jermaine. Just bring them home. You don't have to be a prostitute.
No, 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 no.
You can say no to being a man whore, a male gigolo. You don't have to be a prostitute.
No, 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 no.
You can say no to being a night looker, boy, looker, red boy, bro, bro.